BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris has some ridiculous new eyewear. Check my Twitter. We talk about the long process of splitting up with someone these days, in person, and then on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. And it's Real or No Real with Alice Levine.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, welcome. It's Scott here. Don't forget, it is Bumbleayer Wednesday. Several people are like, can't wait. Feels like a short week this week, though, because it is.
Yeah, it's one of those weird weeks, isn't it, where Bumbleayer Wednesday doesn't feel like it's sat in the right place.
Yeah. Is it by any chance Bumbleayer Wednesday, says Adam, who needs it because he's revising? Yes, it is. Can we have a Bumbleayer after two, please, Scott? Needs to have a 30th birthday Bumbleayer with my best friend. That's Becky, Ali and Mitch. Yeah, I think after two is a good time to do it today. When you have that kind of mid-afternoon slump after lunch, you know what I mean?
Keen.
Changing about a bit today, we've got Real or No Real at 2:40 with Alice Lakeen. Because, doesn't normally happen at 2:40, but that's because we're playing live music from Ollie Murs from Radio 1's Big Weekend at 3 o'clock. He was brilliant at the weekend. Also got some video news for you. If you want to see Danny Howard getting really wet in a white T-shirt, I know some people will be well up for that. You can watch it now on the Radio 1 Twitter. If you go to Radio 1 Twitter, there's a link on there. So if you don't follow us already, what are you doing? Come on. We've been on Twitter for ages. Where are you?
Where are you?
At BBCR1 on Twitter. Follow us and you'll find the link. Click on it. And there is Danny Howard getting wetter than wet.
Why do you have to sell it as in he's wearing a white T-shirt? Surely his DJ credentials should be what's advertising him.
Yeah, but I just noticed all the texts come in yesterday from girls going, fit.
You're seizing on that opportunity, are you?
Does that annoy you a little bit?
What? Right, here we go. What do you mean?
That people call Danny Howard fit. Because they were a lot yesterday.
Do you mean because there's two of us in the video there and I'm not getting any love whatsoever?
Yeah, but like they're all going, oh, Danny Howard's fit. And yeah, they're not really saying anything about you. Does that annoy you?
All right, well, does it annoy you? You're on the camera there as well.
No.
No?
No, no, no.
I mean, should we be begging it slightly more for a bit more attention?
No. I think we should leave it right there.
I'll tell you what, next innuendo bingo, me and you, white T-shirts, right?
No. It's not going to work for us.
Do you know what my problem is with innuendo bingo? Because I do it twice a week, I dress down too much.
Do you
know what I mean? I don't treat it as a special.
You just smarten up a bit.
If I smartened up a little bit, I think we'd get more love. Same with you.
Yeah. Cheers.
Do you know what I mean? We're too scruffy and someone like Danny comes in and he only has to do it once every year.
Mate, he wasn't dressed up. He was just wearing a white T-shirt.
Nah, he knows what he's doing.
He's been spending a lot of time in the gym.
Listen, everyone who comes and plays innuendo bingo, whether they say it or not, they've been briefed, right? Or they know how to play it and know what the score is. You take a look at what they're wearing and know that they plan that.
Okay. Do you think?
Definitely.
Here's a bit of Danny's one from yesterday. It was a good one, actually. Now we're going over to Glorious Gardens. Oh, Glorious Gardens from Above, actually, on BBC Two. Don't know what difference that makes. Here we go. Now, I love how much the presenter, Christine, is up for trying brand new things.
What an amazing setting.
Give me your hand, fair maiden.
Thank you. Well, hey, this is... I've never done this. I've never, ever even had a rod in my hand.
Radio on Twitter is where you'll find the video. If you're a bit bored this lunchtime, go and have a look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, I don't know what you've got on your face, but I'm really not enjoying it.
Do you not like them?
What is that? Where'd you get them?
So, I got sent it. You know, we get sent in, every now and then we get sent in some stuff and it's largely rubbish, but this is brilliant.
Yeah, we do get, we do get sent a load of tat.
So I got this envelope, right? I opened it up and said, Chris, are you tired of Scott? Take a nap on us, right? And what they've done is they've sent me some glasses, cardboard ones, but they've got my actual eyes on them.
Yeah, so
a picture of my eyes.
It's a picture of your eyes. So I'm not supposed to be able to tell whether, if you put them on, whether you're asleep or not.
Yeah, so it's genius.
So behind those eyes that you're wearing, which are glasses, you could be having a nap.
Exactly, and no, you won't know.
I would know because you've clearly got glasses on with your eyes on them.
Well, let's test it then, okay? So, right now, am I wearing the glasses or not?
Not.
Exactly. Now, let me put the glasses on. Am I wearing them or not?
Yes.
You can tell, can you?
I can really tell. Are you having a nap behind there?
Yeah. That's my plan. You shouldn't be able to tell they're that good.
That's so rubbish. And it makes you look a bit, I don't know, a bit creepy.
Look, I've got... Have I got them on now or not?
You've got them on. Please do not wear those during the show. They're horrible. I've just put a picture on my Twitter and we'll get Radio 1 to retweet it.
I've just seen it. Yeah, they're subtle.
At BBC R1. You really can't tell there's any glasses involved.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Once again, Chris, I must insist that you take off those glasses that you're wearing.
I don't know how you can tell whether I'm wearing them or not. Because you shouldn't be able to. That's the beauty of these glasses.
Chris is wearing glasses today that he's been sent, which have... Well, it's like a photo of his actual eyes on. So if he was to, say, be wearing them and be asleep, I wouldn't be able to tell.
You wouldn't know.
Although, you would know.
Although talking is obviously a problem with them as well.
Yeah. They're proper creepy. Harry Webb says, setting that as my desktop screensaver. It is a great picture.
A few people saying I look like a footballer called Ozil, who you won't know. But actually, there are striking similarities.
Yeah. This is haunting. Those are things that nightmares are made of, says Bast on Twitter. Nightmare fuel, says somewhere else. I know, they are quite horrible. You're supposed to maybe cut them a bit towards, like, the shape of your eyes a bit more.
Oh, is that how they're going to work?
Massive. If you want to see these, Radio 1 Twitter or my Twitter right now. What's going on, Chris?
Do you feel like you've caught up with yourself after the big weekend? Do you feel like you're well rested enough now?
I feel today's the first day that I feel normal again.
Mm.
Yeah, why?
Well, last night was the first time I saw... Well, I suppose it wasn't that long after the big weekend, but I thought I'd go out and see some friends last night.
Yeah.
And whilst I was there talking about a big weekend, one of my friends was just... You know where someone's just not interested at all?
What, so you're going, oh yeah, and then I saw Taylor Swift, and then, well, maybe they're just a bit jealous.
Mm.
But do you mean like they're on their phone all the time?
That's it, yeah. Completely on their phone the whole time, really distracted.
Not engaging with you at all.
Anyway, I'm aware that he's recently become single, so I'm sure he's trying to meet new people.
Yeah.
He's already signed up to, you know, that popular...
Dating app?
Yeah, he's gone straight onto that.
What, Plenty O' Fish?
The other one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But actually, when I looked over at what he was doing, he was spending a large amount of time sort of deleting, and I can't name him for obvious reasons, but deleting his ex out of his life. And I was watching him go about it, and it made me think that in the old days, I imagine you just used to be able to delete a phone number and they were gone.
Yeah, that was it. Do you remember, I used to do a thing on the show ages ago called Xboxes, and it was... You know when you keep a box of all the stuff that meant something from your ex? So it would be like birthday cards, Valentine's cards, maybe little presents, maybe little lovey notes that they've left you.
Mm.
You put them all in a box and you just kind of shove them in a cupboard somewhere in your bedroom or in your house.
Is that a bit hurt?
I think it is a bit now. I don't think people have that anymore. But we used to get people to kind of get rid of their Xboxes on air.
I remember this.
This is a long time ago.
And then if you had a few different exes, you'd have different Xboxes as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, some people had like four or five that they wanted us to get rid of. But it's not that easy now.
No, well, it isn't, because you're in touch with them on all these different social networks. You know, you've got your Twitter, you've got your Facebook.
So what was he doing? Just like...
Well, he was just spending his time doing his best. Because you know what it's like when you break up with someone, especially if you've been dumped, you don't want to be constantly reminded of that person.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I think it's worse nowadays because that person is everywhere on your Facebook and you've got mutual friends. And
yes.
It's hassle getting rid of all the mutual friends.
It's not even just getting rid of them. It's kind of like, okay, you don't want to know what they're doing. And you will have mutual friends. So then you've got to kind of probably block all the friends as well.
It's ridiculous. It was like he was having to spend so much time doing it as well. Is this a business opportunity for me? I could be like a middleman for people. Just delete their exes out of their life.
This could be a service you could do just to save people the time of doing it themselves.
Exactly.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
No, there's loads of people that have still got these boxes with stuff involving their exes in.
I think we need to get back involved in this subject.
Not done it for ages. Carly from Derby says, is it weird that I've got an Xbox from 4.5 years ago in my loft? even though I have a long-term boyfriend who I own a house with. No, it's still memories. But just don't let your boyfriend see it. Don't go in the loft! I've got an Xbox from 2 years ago from my boyfriend of 5 years. Told my current boyfriend about it the other day. Help me, Scott and Chris. Holly from Stratford-upon-Avon, we might be in touch with you.
Yes.
Right, save Holly's number. Let's save it. Yeah, loads of people saying the same thing. You could be like, you could call your business X-Terminate.
Clever.
X-Terminate.
I'm an X-Man.
Yeah, because you could like, you know, you could do all the dirty work of just like deleting them off all the social medias. Mm. That could be your
job. Just give me all the logins and I can sort it for you.
It's a sideline. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Georgia.
Hey, Georgia, are you all right?
Yeah, the exact same thing happened to me as what you were just talking about.
What, deleting everything from your past relationship?
Yeah, completely deleting me off of everything.
Oh, you were the one being deleted?
Yeah, I was being deleted.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say that, you know, you've deleted them out of your life completely.
No, no. Well, I didn't really have an option, so... Well,
tell me the story.
Well, basically, it was a bit of... It was mutual, and he was at my house and then decided that he would delete me and all the photos.
So you were at your house?
Yeah.
And you had the chat and you both decided that it's not really working out anymore?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. And then what happened?
We were just sat in my room in silence.
Oh, okay.
So it'd been an awkward chat?
Yeah, a little bit awkward.
Mm. And then you do get to a point, I've had this, where there is a bit of silence and a bit of awkwardness because whatever needs to be said has kind of been said.
Yeah, basically. And you can't, like, just have a normal chat.
No, that's it, you're done.
Yeah.
So how long did you sit there for?
About an hour waiting for his mum to pick us up.
His mum was going to pick him up?
Yeah, I also could give him money for the bus, but he didn't want it.
No. So describe this hour. So was there music playing?
No, he was just scrolling through Facebook and deleting me.
Oh, this is awful. Could you see this happening?
Yeah, I was sat right next to him.
Okay, so you're watching him delete you off Facebook. What else?
Yeah. And then he decided to Google how to get over a breakup.
Why is he doing this in front of you? That's well weird. So what do you mean?
I don't know.
You're kind of looking at his phone as he's doing it.
Well, he's sat literally right next to me.
What's wrong with him?
Staring at like a wall. I don't know.
Why not do it when you're in the car with your mum on the way back home?
That's a really good question.
What else was he doing?
Well, he just like then clicked on the links to tell him how to get over a breakup. And then if he saw like a good one, he'd show me.
What do you mean show you? So he was looking up sort of motivational quotes and things like that?
No, it was like he'd Google how to get over a breakup and then it comes up with it in like 14 steps and then it was like with pictures of people just looking really sad.
That's amazing. So yeah, I mean, he was trying to help you as well as him. It's like, look, we've come to this point, we need to break up, let's Google how to get over a breakup together.
Yeah, I mean, the thought was probably there, but I didn't really appreciate it at the time. Also, he was deleting pictures of me off of his camera roll.
That's outrageous.
Oh. Okay, so he's going through his photos. Anything with you in? Delete?
Yeah, off Facebook and Instagram, Twitter.
But I don't understand why he was doing that. So was that a website that was telling him to do that? The way to get over a breakup is to delete each other off Facebook.
It was one of the steps, but he did it before the step told him to.
Right. Hmm. And then when you finally said goodbye, how was that when his mum arrived?
I don't know, we just sort of walked out the door and I just, bye.
Spoke to him since?
Maybe once or twice, but...
How? He hasn't got your number anymore, he must have deleted that as well.
No, he messaged me on Facebook.
What? That always happens.
Even though we're not friends.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, does he want to get back?
I don't know, I didn't really read into it.
How long ago was it?
Last year.
I don't know why he did it while you were sat there.
It's so strange.
While he was sat there deleting everything that involved you, were you doing the same to him?
No, I was just sat there watching him.
Why didn't you say anything?
Because what are you supposed to say?
It's a very confusing situation. But what I can't work out is, was he doing it to be nice to you? I mean, because it seems like not a very nice thing to do, to be deleting all these photos.
I think he was trying to be nice, but didn't really think it through.
Yeah, I think he had the best intentions.
Yeah, I can see that now, I think.
And even though, like, you're not going to be going out anymore, Deleting you while you were in the room is still a bit harsh.
I guess it's so that at least we wouldn't be checking up to see if they'd deleted me already.
Yeah, true.
At least you know it's just been done.
That's brilliant. Good to speak to you, Georgia.
Thanks.
Thanks for sharing. Love you. Bye.
Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Here's the thing that happens a lot as well. So, someone here didn't know that they had broken up with that person they're going out with. He decided to block her off Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, everything. Didn't say why. And then just sent a message with a link to how to get over a breakup. Still haven't talked to him since. Some people don't even talk now. It's just like, delete, delete, delete. Yeah. Don't even tell you why.
It's so hard when you've got to try and get rid of all mutual friends as well. Because obviously mutual friends have photos and stuff will go up like that. It's a web of horribleness.
Well, this is your new job now. You can sort it all out for people. Robin in Leeds. Time hop is terrible for exes. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. Hi, current boyfriend. Here's what I was doing with my other boyfriend 5 years ago. Don't we look happy together? The Scott Mills Daily. Yes. So it's a bit of a change around today. Ollie Murs has barged in to give us some live music from Big Weekend between 3 and 3:30. Then it's the official chart update, 3:30 till 4:00, which means Alice is coming in to do Real or No Real today at the earlier than scheduled time of 2:40. It's all gone a bit wrong. Not wrong, it's just all in different times today.
You don't say it's wrong.
Not wrong.
It's fine, it's just unusual.
It's all gone a bit unusual. Before Maroon 5, we played Sia and also Skrillex, Diplo and Justin Bieber. You know that was originally just supposed to be a Justin Bieber song?
Was it?
On its own, it would have been rubbish, like melty as. But
what,
then,
what do you mean?
Well, it was just a standard Justin Bieber song, like, where are you now? Which I would not have been into. But then Skrillex and Diplo got hold of it.
Oh, I thought you were saying that that was the Justin Bieber song, but then they added the names to try and make it a bit cooler.
No, it was just going to be a melty standard Justin Bieber song.
No, no, no.
No, thanks. But in its current form, yes. Where are you? Are you ready?
Are we doing this now?
We said after 2.
I thought you said close to 2:30.
I think it's good.
Okay, let's crack on.
I think people need this. Here's your midweek boost. Oh, by the way, I've tried to accommodate as many of the requests in the gap as possible, okay?
Oh, I tell you what. Oh. Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Len and Arlene there.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
Can't hear her, she's still on.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly-wobbly house.
Liverpool, his cock.
Yes!
Where are you?
Where are you?
Let's see who's bumbling today, then. It's halfway through the week. And this is your signal that it's downhill to Friday. Robbo, originally from Reading, is bumbling Crete naked on his balcony.
Oh. You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
Greg from Guernsey is bumbling all the way in Guernsey. Joe, bumbling his spades off in his garden. He's a gardener. Donna and Zara, about to go to a Frozen sing-along in Pool. And Nathan, bumbling his absolute barnet off in Wrexham. Anyone else there, Chris?
Feels good today, Mills. A shout out to Ella, bumbling away last Wednesday at the current job.
Yes. Ben in Litchfield, bumbling myself silly. Bumbling through revision is Ryan. Bumbling in the garden, planting spuds is Stephen in Newbury. Get them spuds planted. And Alex in Devon, spreading some slurry. Is that one? Bumbling!
football, his cock.
Changing the rules you're playing throughout now.
No.
I love these kind of ones. Jack the estate agent, bumbling in a massive house right now.
Yes.
Clappy bit.
Clap a bit. I can't keep up. I can't clap that fast. 40 of those.
No Gaz from Kent again, from what I've seen. Mills, how about you?
Has he boycotted us?
I don't know. Maybe he's on strike. Oh.
Alison Glastow, revising. Ella says, I need this bumbleo today. Last Wednesday at my current job.
Double shout out. Johnny the Stonemason,
oh,
down
did you do that
tools.
Already?
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, carry on.
But Johnny the Stonemason's on. That's always a good sign.
And I'm having it while cleaning windows in Southampton. That's Ash.
Daily.
And now at the slightly earlier time of 2:40, it's time for Real or No Real with Alice Levine. The reason this has been bumped is because we've got Olly Murs live music from 3 o'clock from Big Weekend.
I've been bumped for Olly Murs, livid.
Yeah, I know, sorry about that. All right, Alice?
Yes!
Wasn't it a good Big Weekend this time?
It was so good. I've got a really sore throat now. I feel like I've got like the flu come in, the post-Big Weekend flu.
But you don't have festival voice.
No, I'm actually all right for that.
Hey, you need to get on these vitamins that Sigma gave us.
That was a very bizarre moment that we haven't discussed.
Look in that box.
There you are.
He's very suspicious.
So we did an interview with Sigma.
That looks like a boiled sweet. That's not a vitamin.
And then Joe from Sigma came back and was like, hi guys, thanks for the interview. You're busy people like me, so you might want some of these. And just left us these boxes. Of vitamins.
That green one looks like it would taste gross.
I've just boshed a whole strip of them.
Of course you have.
Well, that is what they recommend to do in this case.
Yeah.
That is allowed.
A strip a day. So I'm hoping to be feeling amazing like any time now.
You are glowing.
Yeah.
That one looks like spirulina, which is that gross green stuff that they put in smoothies. Gross.
What you're not questioning, why is Sigma involved? Do you know what I mean? Why did they come back to deliver them?
I don't know. Maybe they've got a sideline in vitamins. I don't know what's going on.
Hmm.
Anyway, here's your...
Sigatimins.
Here's today's facts on Real or No Real.
Radio 1's very own Lord of the Dance, Danny Howard, has a walk-in wardrobe that only contains white T-shirts.
Now, it is fair to say that Danny Howard, since becoming a superstar DJ, has got the superstar DJ clothing down to a T, literally, which is a plain T-shirt, isn't it? And then black jacket.
Must stress, V-neck on the T-shirt, must be a V-neck.
Always a V-neck. I mean, it's a very simple look, a white T-shirt, but what he'll do, like pop stars and DJs do, is dress it up with a bit of a leather jacket. Mm.
Did you see him at Big Weekend?
Yes.
Did you feel the leather?
Yes.
He's doing all right. It's not that rat leather anymore, is it? It's proper cow.
Yeah, it used to be like that faux leather, like not real, but now the monies are rolling in.
So soft.
But I've noticed that with Calvin Harris and other such DJs, is actually what they do is they keep it very simple, spend all the money on the scent.
Mm.
And the jacket. Although saying that, it's probably an expensive T-shirt.
And the low lights.
I was saying this to you yesterday, Chris, because I was wearing my leather jacket yesterday.
Oh, I know.
Mills has got a nice new leather jacket.
Saw it at Big Weekend.
But just a simple T-shirt underneath, $1 million.
Takes you from day to night, doesn't it?
Certainly does.
You see, I don't think I'm the kind of person that could wear a leather jacket.
Oh, I definitely couldn't.
But Mills actually looks quite cool.
I think you could, Alice.
No, but you'd put me in like a sort of like mumsy one, wouldn't you? With like a waterfall neckline.
Chris, you might look like you're touring in the local production of Grease.
But this is what I'm saying. So what makes me different? Why can everyone else wear one and not me?
I don't know what it is.
I'd look like bad Sandy, wouldn't I? whereas I should always look like good Sandy. I do think Danny's wardrobe would be top shelf, like top rail, all T-shirts with a V-neck, middle rail. That's how big his wardrobe is.
Yeah.
All leather jackets. And then it's just jeans. I've never seen him in a plain trouser. Always a stylized jean.
So I reckon that the walk-in wardrobe that only contains white T-shirts is very possible. What do you think?
I think this is real.
I'm going to say, because I think there's leather jackets and jeans in there too, I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, tomorrow, what I'm going to do is rock up in a Sergio Giorgini jacket.
Oh, please do.
And just test the water. Do you know what I mean? Walk through the office, see what people say.
I think I'd look like Anastasia.
And next.
At last week's prestigious Cannes Film Festival, an award was presented to the top film performance by a dog.
Whoa. Well, hang on a minute. Is that saying that the dog presented the award or the award was presented to an actual dog?
To a dog.
Wow.
I'm confused.
So it would be like the award for the best dog goes to...
Best supporting dog.
There's a category all for it, or it won Best Supporting Actor, and it just happened to be a dog in a human category.
Oh, I don't know. It says top film performance by a dog. Maybe that is a category.
That must be the category then. Top.
Some years it must be thin on the ground. It must be only two of you or one of you.
Imagine a category for humans being won by an animal.
That would say a lot about the performances that year, wouldn't it?
That would be the dream, wouldn't it? And then you know where it splits the nomination thing, where it shows all four people waiting to find out who the winner is. It's like Leonardo DiCaprio, George Clooney, a dog.
Orlando Bloom and a dog.
And when they always do the like polite clap after, just like, he deserved it. He really deserved it.
Imagine how annoyed that they'd all look, though, if a dog won.
But if this is an award, then I assume there's four dogs in the camera shot, right, waiting for the nomination. Then one of them wins.
In tuxes? You think they're all sat down on the seat?
I guess so. And then one of them wins. And then do they have to go up and do a speech?
And does a dog, is it a dog presenting going, and a winner?
And a woof woof. And a winner.
The nominee.
Real or no real?
No real.
Don't be so ridiculous, no real.
That one is real.
What?
Explain.
This year, the Palm Dog went to...
Stop it.
Yep, yeah, went to Lucky, who is a Maltipoo. That's half Maltese Terrier, half Poodle, who plays Dixie in a six-hour epic film called Arabian Nights. The prize winner is presented with a toy bone and this year delivered a brief acceptance speech by video link from Portugal.
Get out. That is ridiculous.
Absolutely true.
Get a life. What are you doing?
That's brilliant.
And finally...
When the gates of Radio 1's Big Weekend were opened in Norwich, security guards moved Matt Edmondson away from Greg James as they thought he was an over-enthusiastic fan.
So, come on, Matt. Come away from that madman. And then it turns out to be his fellow colleague.
Do you mean like my first Big Weekend when I went on stage with Gemma Kearney and somebody who works on this very show said, who is that competition winner with Gemma Kearney?
Well, it wasn't me, so that was Mills.
No, it wasn't you. It was somebody called Chris that isn't you, Chris.
Oh, the other one that's not here today.
Watching it on a monitor. So
well, he was like, who's that competition winner?
Who's that shy competition winner? That's our new DJ, Alice Levine. Thanks for your time.
Do you hold it against him still?
Yeah. Do you not always feel the tension between us?
But could that be true? Because Matt and Greg were opening the gates together at Big Weekend.
I think this 100% could be true.
Do you think?
Because I think Greg was mauled, wasn't he? Like, people, like, the ladies cannot get enough of Greg James.
But did Matt Edmondson get that excited that he was moved away from Greg James because they thought Matt was an over-enthusiastic fan?
I mean, surely not. I'm going to say no real on this one.
I'm going to say I love the image of two guys in high vis forcibly removing Matt Edmondson. Yeah. So I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Matt was pretty much arrested.
That is the pits. That is amazing. Oh,
wow.
Can we move away from Greg James, please? I'm actually on Radio 1 as well.
I'm his colleague.
And at the end of that round of real or no real?
I got absolutely nothing. Alice got 20.
Absolutely smashed it. Thank you.
So we've got all these interviews this week with Big Weekend artists, haven't we?
Big Weekend, big artist. Yeah, I'm talking to Florence in mine.
On Saturday. Do you know what time?
Between 1 and 4.
Thanks for being so specific.
You're welcome.
Mine is tomorrow between 3 and 4 with 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, lovely jubbly.
Thanks, Alice.
Thanks, you guys.
Those are Wednesday's best bits. Come and join us tomorrow from 1 for more of the same on BBC Radio 1. And between 3 and 4, my full 5 Seconds of Summer interview from Big Weekend. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.